but for music. Man would be silent, I thought for today. But for music, man would be silent. We watched a movie the other night called I Am Sam. And in the movie, the man was limited in his marbles that he had upstairs. And so he wasn't able to do everything quite like he would have liked to have done, or quite like the world would have liked him to have done. He was perfectly happy. He was perfectly happy. When he looked at his little daughter the first time, you could hear a great symphony orchestra playing in my heart. It was as though the magic of the moment was so precious and so delightful. His eyes just glowed with delight, with imagination that this was part of his being. This child was part of himself. And how wonderful, what an ugly looking little thing, you know, all covered with mess, but they handed it to him right away. And he just looked at that child and he adored her. From the instant he saw her, probably even before. But the music of his soul was playing so brilliantly and so beautifully that we all heard it. We all heard the magic of his symphony, the magic of his violin, the magic of his trumpet and flute and trombone, the magic of his tuba, the magic of all of the musical instruments that go to make up the magic of himself as a beautiful being. And then, as he walked out of the hospital with the little baby and the wife that was not too interested in being his wife, they went to get on the bus. And he waited while his wife got on first. But she didn't choose to be his wife. She ran away. She disappeared in the crowd and said, I don't want to ever see you again. I don't want to see the baby. I don't want to see anything. You know? And she left, which was a very interesting thing to do. And you could hear the sadness in his heart. You could hear the music of his heart as he felt her walking away. But it's our baby. And she went away with no further back look. It was done for her. She may have had this experience before and she may not. But she never had this experience with anyone quite like this man. And the music of his heart, the plaintive music, I have this beautiful, wonderful child here, and her mother doesn't want to be with us. But I have this child. But her mother doesn't want, and I have this child won over. And he let her go. And he got in the bus. And he went home. And he fed the baby on the bus. And he did all the little things that were necessary to be done. And then the baby sang to him in the middle of the night. And he didn't know what to do. So he went to a neighbor lady who was a very dear friend of his. A neighbor lady who we didn't know, but she was blind. But she heard the crying child and she hollered, what's the matter with your child? And where is his mother, her mother? And you could hear the music of her words and the music of their expression back and forth. And she went away. She went away. And you could feel the sadness in this lady's heart, as you could feel the music. It was like a symphony of totally different encounters. And then he went next door and talked to the lady early in the morning, just moments later, of course. And the lady says, do you know, when did you last feed the baby? And he says, I don't know. And she says, well, you must feed her every 2 hours. Oh my, how will I know 2 hours? And so she told him to turn on the television and watch the serials that were on television. Hogan's Heroes and I Love Lucy and genie, and, you know, the wiggly nose and stuff. And at the end of every two or four or what, eight or whatever it was, he was the feeder. That was every 2 hours. Each one was, what, half hour long? So then there are four of them. But at the end of the four, he was the feeder, and he did. And the baby just liked it very much, of course. But you see, who would think that such music, such love would come out of it? And this man, in his limited way, he set the hearts of a number of people flowing into a beautiful harmony, into a beautiful musical creation that was unbelievable. They all felt superior to this person whose education, whose quality of ability to educate himself was at the seventh grade level. That was all that he was able to do, they said. But he turned their hearts upside down with the music of his own soul, with the integrity of his own soul, the beauty of being honest, the beauty of being sincere, the beauty of caring without limitation, the beauty of playing one with the child, for he was able to be close to the child. And interestingly, 7 years passed, and he did a beautiful job. But you see, you too have this music. But for the music, you would be silent. When you look at another person and you smile, you are singing them a lullaby beyond anything words could ever create. When you look at a person and say, "I love you," your eyes, your heart, your body plays on the heartstrings of your beloved. And she hears our favorite song, she hears our favorite melody, and you hear our favorite melody. It is yours. It is the music of your soul, the music of your heart, the music of your being that's all around us. It's all around us. If we will have the ability to listen, if we will have the desire to tune into it. But most of the time, we don't tune into it because we're just too busy. We have too many things going on in our world. We have too many things that we're doing, and we're busy in so many occupations, cooking, sewing, knitting, taking care of the house, vacuuming, oh my goodness, vacuuming, and all these wonderful things, and going to work, going on your job, doing whatever your job calls for. But have you ever stopped to smell the roses as you went along? Did you ever stop to hear the symphony that was being played to you by the breeze in the trees as the wind gently lofted the leaves and lifted them up and dropped them down, and they sang a melody for you? And as you went through the cemetery and you heard the wind whistling around the gravestones, and you think, "Oh, how eerie." But listen again. Here are people who left their bodies behind, but they went on to their next dimension with joy in their heart and happiness. But some of them didn't want to die. Nobody can die unless they want to. Nobody can die unless they choose. You say, "Oh, I'm going to die, I'm going to die." And you don't even always die then. But your fear kills you, and that's your choice. Or your love heals you and gives you eternal life. What is it that you want? Do you want the symphony of love, of eternal life, of happiness, the symphony of peace, the symphony of joy? Or do you want the melodious dirge of the death march, of the funeral march, of the loser in battle? The word loser sounds terrible, but even worse is the word retreat. Because if any of us ever play the bugle call retreat and then back away from what we are doing, we have lost more than anything could ever give us. And the music of our heart just instantly shuts off. It's really something. But if you want to turn that music on again, Tune yourself in to happy times, to happy attitudes. Look around you and find goodness wherever you see it. Look around you and find goodness wherever you see it, wherever you are. And when you do that, then you will have great joyful miracles taking place in your life. If you don't look for the miracles, if you don't look for the joy, if you don't look for the peace, the harmony, the right action, you won't find it. It's there. It's there. It always was. It always will be. But you won't find it because your heart is too much on the funeral dirge. Da, 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 da. Oh, my goodness. You know? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Every moment, sing a song like that. Every moment, let these melodies, these type of musical symphonies flow through your heart and watch the magic. Watch the magic as you take an interest in life, as you take an interest in everything. Watch the magic. Because it's all about you. And you are the magic man. You are the magic maker. You are the one who brings it all into fruition. You are the one who makes it all happen. You are the one who gives it life, continuity, purpose. You're the one. The music I've mentioned may sound a little distant for you, but it's not. You can all tell stories, I'm sure, about the music that takes place in your heart. You can all tell stories, I'm sure, about when you first met your beloved. And all of life just seemed rosy and beautiful. And you can all tell the story of when someone in your family very dear to you passed away. And you felt very sad, which was foolish to do, but you felt very sad. And that was your funeral dirge. And that was what you loved to hear and you loved to play. You wanted to wear your black omelet on your arm, and that's eggs made with pepper sauce, you know. Your omelet on your arm. You want to wear that black badge on your arm that says, I have lost someone near and dear to me. You know, if that were really true, people would wear a black thing on their arm every time they lost one of their pets. Because the pets are probably more loved than the people. Because the people you can't always control. But the pets, they let you think you can control them. And they're kind of wonderful. But think about the music of your heart. Think about which ones you're listening to. Are you listening to music that's uplifting at all times? It's there. Or are you listening to music that's a downer? It's there. Your choice. What do you want? Think positive, think joyous. If it were but for music, man would be silenced. Music is an out expression of mathematics. Mathematics are music. Mathematics are the perfect points all along the way. You look at your musical scale, it's a mathematical scale, and it's the plus and the minuses, the sharps and the flats, and the whole notes. Your mathematical scale is your music. So is it any wonder when we hear sounds from the universe that are not broadcast to us but just are there, that it comes to us as a music? Comes to us as a very glorious music. Encounters of a Third Kind. Remember the music that they played? That was very nice. Remember the little guy from the other planet wanted to go home? E.T. 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 Remember E.T.? Remember the music that was played around him? I want to go home, right? But remember that music? It's always the music. And if you're watching a movie and you're supposed to cry, the music will get very sad. If you're supposed to laugh, the music will be very hilarious. If you're supposed to be serious, the music will be very intense. You watch. Every movie you watch, the music sets the theme. It sets the program. It sets everything. But for music, man would be silent. And that is so true. Some people's voices you love to hear because they sound like a melody. Other people's voices you don't like to hear because they sound raucous and they sound hard and cold. Now you come here! You hear me? I'm talking to you! I don't know how to sound hard and cold, but that's a possibility. Or, wow, I'm so glad you came. You just made my day. I feel so wonderful. Goodness sakes, what are we going to do? We don't have to do anything. We just stand here and look at each other, just talk. Man, you're wonderful. I'm so glad you came. It's like a musical symphony that you're playing. Out of purest love, not possession, just purest love. And when you do that, wow, it's exciting. So just remember, but for music, man would be silent. And it's up to you and me to keep that music going very wonderfully, very powerfully, very beautifully. I'm sending you my symphony 100% of the time. And I can hear your symphony, but can you hear your symphony? Tune in, same station tomorrow, and we'll talk more about it. I love you.